310 Collins Avenue West, Whitehall, Dublin 9, Republic of Ireland. And his telephone number, if you want to ring him in connection with the NRX Ireland, is 01 for Dublin, 371967. Now, he's the guy that should know everything there is to know about radio in Ireland. So he's a complete station list here, all made out in relays. And I see Rainbow, Breffni, all those people. There's about... what's in it? About 8 pages, 9 pages, or thereabouts, right? Good reading for the Anorax. In other words, it's a brilliant little thing to have, and I always say this, because everything is in one little booklet. You have all your frequencies. What's wrong?
I'm going to move you.
What?
Move you again.
You're going to move me, are you?
Yeah. Now.
You have to shout.
Yes. Now.
Right, you better give me a slider there.
Now.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Much better.
Oh, much better. Oh, that's great. That's good. Right, did you hear me before that? No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did, yeah. You probably heard, yeah. Maybe distortion. Well, I'll put me a little muffler on. Hang on, 1 second. Now. Even look well now, don't I? We'll say hello to a few people this morning who were listening in last Sunday. We'll say hello to Tommy Wright out there in Milltown Pass. So he said I bored him to death last Sunday. So we'll try again today. And we also say hello to my good friend. I call him Katie Dancer because he dances Irish music. He's one of the head chefs down in Oliver Brennan's here in Mullingar. That's a hardware store. He was saying, I was listening to you last Sunday. What the hell are you on about? As we always say, this program is for radio stations, and it's a bit of chat that's going on during the week. What's happening? Who's who? What's what? And everything else. And as you see, I have plenty of news today. By the way, no sign of the weekly report, Anorax UK, this week. Definitely did not get it, without a doubt, whatever it is. That means a hang up in post or whatever the case might be. And it's still the same sort of picture as last Sunday. Last Sunday we talked about doom and gloom. It's a Charlie Haughey expression, but that's exactly what's going on in the radio scene at the moment, because there's nothing only, not rumours, but in actual fact, facts of people in actual fact closing down. I mean closing down for good. I had a lovely letter actually from Hugh Hardy during the week, who tells me that he has definitely closed Dundalk and Drogheda Carousel Radio. So it's probably a sad thing in a way to see the old statue of radio in that thing. And it was one of the first man's in pioneer radio in Ireland as far as putting in a couple of transmitters. You had Radio Dublin, people like that, that started the whole ball rolling. But Carousel, to be honest and frank about it, was the first station to have relays. In actual fact, radio station in Drogheda, radio station in Dundalk.
Mm.
And as far as I know, he had two or three others as well. All separate stations, sometimes you link them together and that sort of thing. So that was the first time like, that somebody had actually taken on to expand from broadcasting the 1 kilowatt medium wave, which covered, was about 10 miles, that decided, well, there's another way around this. We'll put in another transmitter rather than go real big, because the big transmitters were just not available, and to get the things into the country was just phone numbers with tax and all the sort of crack of transport and you name it. And that was the problem. Right, we'll start off with, the roughly this week's news is that we ourselves were interested in buying a radio station in Limerick. And when we made contact, we made a decision on it there last week, rather than go down and put up all our own transmitters and aerials and everything else, what we do is we'll buy a station in Limerick, considering that the HITS 954 we knew was for sale. And also a few other stations thinking of closing down there. So we decided, well, the handiest way out of this thing, rather than spend a month down there putting up aerials and trying to get transmitters right and everything else, if we could buy a complete station on the air and just send down our VHF signal and plug it into a tuner and left it in the studio, everything was up, so we'll be on the air in a matter of days.
Financially the same. Or
in actual fact, I could probably see a gain in it. It wouldn't cost as much to buy a station as it would to in actual fact install one, because you have to look for sites and you're in a strange land. They don't know everybody down there, and there'd be problems with this, that and the other, and you wouldn't know the lay of the land. So at least if you started with something, then you could improve on it and say, well, that's not a good site, we'll move to somewhere else. However, when we make contact with HITS 94, we discovered that HITS 94 was sold. Yes, money paid and the whole lot to Coast 103 in Galway. So we say congratulations, lads. The best of luck. And it's great to see somebody getting their old finger out and getting on with the job.
Yeah,
and
good,
we say
yeah.
Congratulations, lads. Yeah. And really, sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, the best of luck. And I hope you make plenty of money. The station, the man that owned the station, his name escapes me mind at the moment. That's HITS 954 in Limerick. He's going back to Iran to work, or Saudi, or whatever the case would be. He worked in the oil rigs or whatever out there. I don't know, he had a good job, or he's an accountant, or whatever.
The gold.
He's going where the money is.
The gold.
The black gold. And he reckons that he had spent about £25,000 on the station, and he just wanted out. So I'd say possibly the lads in Coast got the station for the pale moon was rising a song.
Yeah, very clever, yeah.
Comedian. So the options we say left in Limerick to buy an AM and FM station is fairly limited, so we're just actually asking around and checking around at the moment. Talking to everybody and anybody to see what is the situation down there. Anyway, that's Hits 954. They gave it their best shot. They had seemingly the reports we were getting back from Limerick that everybody in Limerick listened to them, and they were doing quite well in advertising that. But the last time I was down in Limerick, which is not too long ago, out in Castleconnell, which is only about 6 miles from Limerick, their signal, in actual fact, on medium wave definitely was rubbish. It was very, very distorted. There was a DJ on there in the morning. It was around 9 o'clock. I just hadn't a clue what the guy was saying. Not a clue in the world. He had a sort of an English accent, but that's not taken from the guy at all. Obviously, it was the equipment there. He was... The records, I think, were too loud, and he was talking over them and that sort of thing. It can't work. Not at that hour in the morning. You don't want to have 2 ears glued to the radio. It's a half an ear you have on a radio. 10 to 9 in the morning. You're running or rushing somewhere. And that's it. So now we know the Carousel is definitely gone. We also know that Hits 954 is definitely gone. However, the resurge of the Phoenix has risen again. You have Coast 103 going out all over Limerick on the 954, and I think they're on 103.5 on FM as well. I'm sure that's in stereo. So, as I said, we wish the lads the best of luck, and I'm sure it's a good trip from Galway down to Limerick to keep an eye on things. It's a long old road. I travelled it one night. And... it's not a very, very pleasant road indeed. Well, it's, most of it is, but it's when you're commuting up and down there every day, and then you get maybe tired of the driving. That's all about stations closing down. We also hear that our local station here in Mullingar Midway is on cutbacks. We also hear that their 103.7 is, in actual fact, closed down. And we also hear that they're closing down now at 9 o'clock. So, rumours from our friends down in the Cavan Bore, they were saying that the station is closing. We don't know, we're not making any suggestions or anything there. It's the picture at the moment of doom and gloom, even ourselves here. And though this is the first time, in actual fact, we've advertised for DJs, that we did. In actual fact, there's about 6 or 8 demo tapes in straight away Tuesday morning, they were there sitting. So we're still in, I didn't even get time to listen to them, anybody out there that has sent us in tapes. And if you're still interested in applying for a job here as DJ presenter, please do so by dropping us in a demo tape and we'll take it from there. Also, another station, definitely, am I allowed to say this? I think I am, yes. There is a station, we're not going to mention the station, right? We're just going to mention that I was contacted during the week by a person from the Kildare area who tells me there is a station for sale there. That means lock, stock and barrel, relays, transmitters, studio equipment, the whole lock, stock and barrel. And... I think the equipment is going fairly reasonably right. In other words, if you buy the whole station, I think you get it reasonably right. The gentleman in charge there, he said things just isn't working out. In other words, he went in with the idea that, like everybody else, he's no different. There's a lot of money to be made in radio. And I think he chucked in his good job and everything else. And after 6-8 months, a year, he discovered that in actual fact now he's on a minus. He wears the same shirt from Monday to Sunday. So the high life that was associated with it, that he had a shirt every hour for every hour of the day. In actual fact, not making money, and that's the same problem all around. So a station for sale there. I'll give you more details of that next Sunday. He said that to read it out on Sunday, and then he said, well, don't say who it is or whatever. So he didn't ring me back, contact me on it. He was contacting me at 10:30 this morning. So maybe things have changed since then. So we didn't mention any names. We're just saying it's in the Kildare area, or it's touching Kildare anyway. Right. From all the doom and gloom, we go back to the resurgence of Longford Community Radio. It opened back up on Tuesday morning, and with a little change, move of frequency from 10:71 to 10:35 a.m. And
that's one of our old ones, isn't it?
No, not 10:35.
10:71.
765 kilohertz was our one.
Way back.
No, we're never up around 1,000. Never got up there at all. So Longford Community Radio, the man in actual fact, we were advertising the station for sale there ages ago. I better get on because of all the news I have. We were advertising the station for sale there some months ago, or weeks ago, and in actual fact, the man got no offers on the station whatsoever, so he decided at the end of the day, well, sir, maybe I'll give it another bash. And there he is, he's given it another bash. We hear that Russ Padmore, our famous little guy from the Donegal area, who seems to be still jogging along there, and we know now that he's alive and well. has been doing jingles for the station in Longford, and it's the new look Longford Community Radio. The new look. Yes, the bruises on and all the rest, without a doubt, the hair combs. We also hear that Kiss FM is on 5 kilowatts as of from Wednesday, and the estimated power out of their FM, if you go by all the Yaggies and the amount of money and everything that was spent in it, is on about 500 kilowatts of FM. But it's totally beamed. And it's, we hear here that it's perfect in Belfast, from our sources up there, and we also hear that it's perfect in the Isle of Man. Now, I can say I was in Kells last night, yesterday evening, was there around what, 7:30, 8 o'clock, which meant there was the foreigners, in actual fact, were just starting to surface on AM. And there wasn't a trace of it on 1008, which is their medium wave frequency. And 103 point, I was looking for 103.5 just last week, and I picked them actually up out the road one night. And 103.7, I thought it was 103.5, that's why it wasn't sort of getting anything at all. But there they were, weak, very, very, very weak. And I have to say this, though, it's funny that it happened. But I think it was around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning on FM, and there was a DJ on, and he was playing Bob Marley, No Woman, No Cry. If he's listening in this morning, he'll say, well, how did I hear that? And in actual fact, it was 33, it was off an album, and he played it at 45. And he changed the speed in the middle of the record to slow it down to his proper speed, but then decided, no, that sounds wrong, he'll go on the fast speed. Also listened into them a little bit yesterday evening on FM, and they were playing classical jazz type music. I thought from Kiss FM, and they seemed to have Stuart Henry or somebody like that from Luxembourg, it's a recognisable voice doing their jingles.
Right.
They were playing jazz type music and that sort of stuff. Now I thought Kiss FM at the
Monaghan now.
Yeah. The big station up there would be wall-to-wall pop, yeah. Kind of rap, rap, rap. I thought there's another replica of a thing, but obviously at this stage they're probably doing country and western, etc.
And they will, as you said, 2 weeks ago. They'll end up doing it.
No, well, not necessarily. They're concentrating, the high concentrating the north. Every other station is doing country and western. They need a pop station up there from looking at the picture in general.
Yeah, but I mean, there is...
Anyway, we're not slagging there. We're talking facts. We wish the guys the best of luck. And if classical music brings in the money, lads, stay doing it. That's it. That's what we say here all the time. No matter what it takes to bring to create advertising awareness of the station, that's what you do. And if it means talking from breakfast time to tea time, that's what you do. Right, we also hear that Breffni Radio is causing problems with BLB. That's from our Dublin correspondent there. That's in actual fact that the signal is coming in so strong, he said, they're pushing them right back into the city. We'll have to wait and hear more about that. During the week, actually, when Kiss... Well, here's another little note down here from another correspondent. Kiss FM, after going on 5 kilowatts, blocked Big M's low-frequency link. Interesting, how do we know that? Also knocked off power on the Braga Mountain, also Kits FM on 837 medium wave, and etc, etc, etc. In other words, when they switched on, they left the whole place in darkness. And there wasn't a light in the Braga Mountain or in the Monaghan area, because all the radio stations were out. The dials were, the radios were dead, and so was the mountain. Obviously they had a big short there, at some description, and they obviously took the ESB main fuse as well. And sure, nobody done anything. It must have loose or itself. The things we hear, without a doubt. Now, there's also a rumour of a new station starting in Cavan, Monaghan border. When are they going to stop up there? I guess it beats me. And we have... starting in the Cavan Monaghan border, in opposition to Ironside. And rumours say that it's a DJ working with Ironside. This is another DJ on an ego trip who, obviously now at this stage, has got a hands on a few bob. He knows where there's a transmitter cheap, and he reckons the station he's working for isn't doing a good job. Mm-hmm. We also hear, obviously, this is inside Ironside. The DJs now are handed their records as they walk in the door, and they're the records to play. Not a bad idea when you think of it. You don't play your own records. They're met at the door. There's your bundle of records, and that's what you play. There's method and madness, and that's the way you make money. Right. Obviously, somebody up there doesn't like that. And they reckon they're going to start in their own station. We also hear... See, this is all from the inside air inside. We also hear that they extended their mast. In other words, seemingly in order to push out Boyneside from Virginia, because Boyneside is actually blocking them on Virginia on FM. But we're told that that hasn't improved the situation at all. In actual fact, the only thing to push out another guy is loads of power, or vice versa. If you want to push him out, is plenty of power will move him. By putting up your tower another 20 foot, whatever the case might be, isn't going to make much odds whatsoever. Right, we also hear that Jerry Burns, who was down here with us once upon a time, is missing from Northern Star on 11/16. And we also hear of Northern Star, they're supposed to have, this is the rumour we hear, moved into new premises in Monaghan Town. And they're supposed to be linking, listen to this now, this is the sort of detailed news, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're linking on one watt of FM to outside Monaghan Town. Look at it here written in front of me. To a private house. And they're linking from there on UHF on 468 megahertz. Like, this guy has frequencies.
Yeah, this is
468 megahertz.
Serious stuff.
To their main transmitter on 1116. Kind of complicated way of doing it.
Yeah.
Supposed to have moved into a new premises. And we hear that Jerry Burns is missing from the station as well. Jerry Burns, in actual fact, he used to give us a ring there about a year ago and let us know what was going on. I think at that time, Jerry Burns was working for Monaghan, Big M in Monaghan. Big M in Monaghan, actually, with very, very little news from Big M in Monaghan. We reckoned a couple of weeks ago that the fight was on between Big M and Kiss, that's where the battle would be fought. And we hear that when Kiss went on full power during the week, they knocked out their link. So there might be starting to be gremlins in the works, if you know what I mean. And we also hear of lots of TV problems, or were lots of TV problems in the Monaghan area. Seemingly maybe associated with Kits, we're not too sure of that, when they went on air anywhere around that time. We talked about that before, that's water underneath the bridge. Everybody has those problems when they start off. Glencoe Radio on 11:43 in Donegal. We here are getting out quite well. There's 500 watts involved there. And just talking earlier on about Carousel, we were saying about Carousel, the word of pedestal. Carousel, in actual fact, sold more transmitters as they were used again. It's really unbelievable. And if you think about it, Carousel, their old transmitter was, number one, Glencoe. They, Carousel Radio, I remember when we started the NRX program first, we said that they sold the transmitter and the equipment to some crowd in Leitrim. The reason why he sold it down there was he got an arm and a leg for it. He got £5,000 or something for the transmitters and bits and pieces, which was a huge amount of money. And they, in turn, sold it to Glencoe Radio in Donegal. So the transmitters had to do a bit of traveling since Hugh Hardy had it.
Mm.
And if you think about it as well, the new radio station in Longford, or the one that's been there, LCR, in actual fact, their transmitter was ex-Carousel as well. And before that, it was ex-ARD. So if anybody is looking for any little bits and pieces of ARD, they can go down and take half the chassis of the transmitter in Longford. But anyway, that's where the old ARD transmitter actually ended up. And there's our news on Midway. We're on 103.7, they're off air. And we also hear of a new radio station in Loch Ray. Yes. And we heard rumours down there during the week from some of the good pint drinkers of lemonade or whatever it was, that Mike Carey is going to be at the helm down there in Loch Ray. So we'll say good afternoon and hello to Mike Carey and all the gang down there, I'm sure. But would they be sculling pints this early? They might. We'll wish him all the best of luck, and we hear that he's definitely hoping for big things. Anyway, we wish him the best of luck. That's the new radio station starting in Loch Ray, obviously from the ashes of Galway District Radio, which took a nosedive from the minute go. And I think it stuck so far in the ground that it could be unrecovered. The jamming we hear is still going on in Carlow. When will those lads ever stop down there? That's from our southern correspondent, who was also telling us a little bit of news on the Kildare situation, which echoed the same rumours as I was saying earlier on, that the radio station in around that area is for sale and is not making money whatsoever. We also heard from Tony Lumsden a while ago, and actually, in fact, Tony Lumsden actually worked for the radio station in Newbridge, which is KLB. We hear that he has left the station with some time. Actually, he was on to us. He was supposed to meet us at our Country and Western Jamboree recently in Navan, but we didn't hear from him. By the way, our next Country Jamboree, if you want to meet all the gang, is down in Portumna this Thursday night. Plug, plug, plug. And there's another little bit of news. I just have it written down here at this time. Kind of organised today. CCR in Carlow was the original transmitter of ARD radio. Did you know that? I didn't know that. And ARD radio In actual fact, that was the first station. Yes, Navigator Nelson left Boyneside Radio and was missing for some quite time. And the next thing, a new radio station started in RD, and as far as I know, he was the head man there. RD is a very, very small town on your way from Kells to Dundalk, or up that general direction. And they lasted for about 7 months, and they then closed down. And these CCR in Carlo actually bought the transmitter. Now, that's actually news to me. I never knew that. So that's coming the whole way from Carlo, all that news. And what else have we got of RD Radio? Now, yes, here it is. I was trying to make out my own handwriting. There's a rumour of a signal in Cavan, and it's on 107.45, if my writing is right. 107.45. Haven't we digital radios and haven't we accuracy in Cavan town? It's supposed to be CCR going back to Link from the studios, etc. And we also hear that Midwest Radio on 1332 sounding quite well, and the signal is very, very good. Right, we'll go back to Paul Davison, because that's all my little notes for the day. If you have any news or information for the NRX program, you can give us a ring now on 044-41694. Before we get kicked out of this place, we've only about what? We have 10 minutes left. Willie, I think we'll take a record. I'm burned up. Yeah.
Sunday World, Magnum is dead, and our man was on the set in Honolulu to meet Tom Selleck as he laid the top TV series to rest and talked exclusively about Magnum Marriage and Babies.
I can't understand why we don't get it every Sunday, Lucy.
Most the penny, I say.
In this Sunday World, pop, bust up, erasure star Vince Clark gives an exclusive blow-by-blow account of his fiery relationship with Alison Moyet and why they eventually split.
If we could only get it every Sunday. If cats could only fly.
In this Sunday World, make your sex life sizzle. Check out our quiz and see if you're doing it right. Also, what men hate about women. It's hot stuff.
Are we getting it this Sunday, love?
I'd just like to see anyone try to stop us.
This Sunday World, make sure you get it.
Announcing a monster bingo in Ballymore Community Centre, Monday night, 25th of April, commencing 9 p.m. £1,500 in prizes. Jackpot paid £600 on 49 calls. £200 must be won. Books £3 including jackpot. Sit beside prizes. That's a monster bingo, Ballymore Community Centre, Monday 25th at 9 p.m.
Kilbride Travel, Kilbride Plaza in Tullamore. A new travel agency now open. Agents for all airlines, ferry companies and package holidays. With bargains you can't afford to miss. London, £29 return by boat and coach. Return flights to London from £63. A car and four adults to Holyhead and Fishguard and back, only £119. Austria for 2 weeks, £299 per person. And the European Football Championship, prices from £295, including match tickets. Contact Tricia at 056-51309 or 51854. Kilbride Travel, Kilbride Plaza, Tullamore. Contact us today for all your travel needs.
Ladies, Derek Flood here with the reminder of the beauty spot. Tuesday morning and every Tuesday morning, 11:15. For advice on all aspects of beauty, join Maureen from Profile for the beauty spot Tuesday morning, 11:15 on West National Radio 3.
Right, welcome back to the programme. We've about 5 minutes left or so, and we just received a phone call from our Dublin owner of the station, which was for sale. We said we couldn't mention any more information, but here we have the whole lot for you now. 01593760. Is anybody interested in buying a radio station in the Kildare area? That's a radio station. We can't give away its name, but we know that it's on the Kildare, Tipperary border, Kilkenny. One of those places, along the border anyway. 01593760. I'm sure the people had TJs in that ring and say, is it our station that's for sale? Where they ring this number? I don't know how the people at the end of the line are going to tell them, well, it's this and well, it's that or whatever. But the number for that station again is 01593760. And a lot of radio stations for sale at the minute, as we were saying earlier on. Right, What else? Legislation to introduce legalized commercial and community radio, published by the Minister for Communications, Mr. Ray Burke, TD, in November 1987, is currently under review. Whole sections of the Sound Broadcasting Bill 87 are being rewritten by senior civil servants as they have at last realized that the bill as it existed was unworkable. County radio services on AM and FM run as commercial ventures were envisaged to operate side by side, but the unspecified number of neighbourhood and town radio stations broadcasting on FM only. I can't see it working. All three types of radio stations will be drawn from a county pool of advertising through the neighbourhood town variety. Would need less ads as there would be staffed by unpaid volunteers. This is
never
community radio, unpaid volunteers. Now, volunteers can go so far, and you get a few weeks' work out of them, and everything is lahi-dahi, and it's for the good of the thing, and she, of course, you'll give a bit of time. And you might have Maggie in, and Maggie wouldn't be able to talk, right, so they'd get nobody listening to her, and Maggie will work free for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And you might have Joe then, on the other hand, and Joe could be brilliant, but Joe will only, or Mary on the other hand, and Mary is very, very good. She's not going to stay with the station too long because somebody else is going to say, that, well, that girl is very, very good, and we'd like her on our staff and take her from there. So in actual fact, you'd end up with a lot of people who would love to do it, yes, and give their services free, and we'd say the best of luck to them, but there's radio and radio in it. Like, you've got to have a good, clear voice, not like mine. I'm horrible.
Oh,
yes, I really am. But I mean, you've got to hear what people are saying, and they've got to have the radio twang, and that's about the height of it. So, and not that I'm knocking community radio on the head, but I'm saying these are the problems that you're going to experience, and experience is a costly item in this day and age, so it costs money to find out. The redrafting Sound Broadcasting Bill is not expected to be reintroduced to the Dáil for further discussions until the autumn session, with a possibility of passing all stages by Christmas. Minister Burke will then set a deadline by which all existing operators will have to close down, say, January, February 89. Meanwhile, the pirates thrive as never before. Well, that's wrong. Of the particular interest to anoraks everywhere are the border stations, Northern Ireland. It's an economic lifeline to at least 14 independent pirates from Omead, County Louth, to Shrove, County Donegal, Monaghan. A border village for only a few years had a short-lived community station over McGuigan's grocery shop. Now boasts three commercial operators, Kiss FM and Doughty, ranks in the Super Pirate League. But in this catalogue, you will find details of those and the other 100-plus stations. That's in Anorax UK. That's his first page. And he is all sorts of little bits of tippets and what's going on in the stations, with a complete list of frequencies. So I'll have good fun with my own auto-seek and my digital radio now during the week. I'll be checking out all these, because if them all written down, it's handy. You can leave it on the dash of the car and you can work away when you have a ready reckoner there in front of you. Who's that on 1305? Radio ARI Cork, 225 metres and 97.7 FM in stereo, 24 hours live. Right, we've only 1 minute left, have we?
Yeah, that's it.
By the way, if there's anybody interested out there, we still have got our Tascam Porta studio for sale. That's a Porta 1, yes, a Porta 1, which we don't use. We have a 244 Tascam, and that's why we don't use it. So if there's anybody interested in a Porta 1 Tascam, complete in box with all accessories, including the batteries that come with it. It costs £500. We would be willing to sell it for, say, around £300. We give actually £630 for it. And there's a brand new power supply for it, which has to be collected in AV Imports in Dublin, because when we got it, the power supply was faulty and we brought it back. And we have a brand new power supply in a box as well, sealed in a box, as they say. Right, are we gone? We're still looking for DJs ourselves, and we're also looking for a radio station down the Limerick area, preferably to buy or to come to some sort of arrangement with, if there's anybody interested in talking to us. And our radio station in Kildare that's for sale once again is 01593760, and Sinéad Willa Hanna Hanna. Right, see you all next Sunday with more of the same.
Good morning.
Okay, bye.
Farmers, this is a special announcement from Williams Waller and MP O'Brien Agriculture.
Hello and welcome to Landlink, coming to you from West National Radio 3 here in Mullingar.